We're continuing the second sicha for Parshas Matis and Chelik Yud Gimel, and we're at Seif Gimel, smack in the middle. Let's remind ourselves where we're at. The Parsha, the Eibishter instructed the Yidden after they won Milchemes Midian to count all the spoils up of animals and living human beings, to divide it equally. Half would go to those who fought in the war, and the other half would go to the rest of the Yidden. Of the half of the people who fought in the war, one of every 500 animals and people was to go to Elazar HaKoyen. From the half of the Yidden, 1/50th of every group of animals and people were to go to the Levim. Now the Parsha doesn't stop there. The Parsha gives detail. First it says the full number, how much spoils was there in total. Then it delineates, gives more detail. How much was the half, now that we know the whole number, how much was the half that belonged to the people of war? And then it goes even further and details how much is the 1/500th of that half. Then it goes back to describing the other half, the half that went to the Yidden, and it gives us the numbers of how much there was there. But here it stops and it doesn't give us the numbers of how much was the 50th which went to the Levim. That detail we don't get. So the questions in the Sicha were, first of all, why Bechlau do you need numbers? And maximum, you have to give us the total number. We could do all the division, the halves and the fractions of the 1/500th and the 1/50th on our own. So even if you want to give us the top number, you don't have to give us the details. And if you're giving details, then give all the details. Don't, when you describe the Yidden's half, don't stop by just saying the numbers. Also give us the 1/50th fraction so we know fully. And in the Pnim, the Rebbe brought perhaps the Ramban's answer, which is that it was a nes to tell us that none of them died throughout this whole long time, that the numbers stayed consistent. But for that, the Rebbe said, firstly, you don't answer the final question of why don't you give all the details. And be'ikr, if it's a nes, we have to understand why the Eibishter would do that nes. Le'avit kuchabrichu nisa le'magna. So the Rebbe took a different route. And Al-Pi Pshat, in Seif Beis, gave us the answer to the basic question of why Bechlal say numbers. The answer to why Bechlal say numbers is because it's very highly unusual that the exact number of the spoils should always equal a number which is divisible by 500 or 50. Leishchiach klal uklal. It's uncommon, completely uncommon. Assuming there would be a remainder, Hashem should have said what should be done with the remainder. That would be the Talmud's great kasha if he wouldn't get the number list. Therefore, the Torah gives us the number list, tells us how much there was, so that we know that in this case, what happened was something unusual, where every single number of every type of spoils was divisible by 500 or by 50. Now, that's not a nes, so we don't have to ask, because Teva doesn't force that it's going to for sure be undivisible, but it is very uncommon, and therefore Torah has to say it. The question now in Seif Gimel is, why? Why did that have to happen? Why did it have to happen that every number would be exactly divisible by 550? Well, what's the problem? Why couldn't there be a remainder? So the Rebbe says in Seif Gimel, Avala Adayin in Imuvan Kol Tzarka. It's still not fully understood. The Lechura Seif Seif, Havi Milsa De Leishchicha Klal Uklal. In the end of the day, it's a very, very uncommon thing. V'loma Kara Kein Benidin Didan. Why Taket did that end up happening? That each spoils with a number of 500 or 50 divisible. The Habir Bazeh B'Lashon HaKosov says the Rebbe, the explanation is actually within the words of the Pasuk. La'achare hatzivoy v'harei moysa meches la'Hashem me'eis anchei ha'milchama echad nefesh me'chamesh ha'me'es. After the Eibishter gave the commandment and said that from the half of the people who went to war, you should give 1/500th, Chayzer hakasu v'omer. The pasuk repeats words and says, "Mimachatzisom tikachu." You should take it from their half. V'nosata g'omer, and you give it to Elazar. On a technical level, those two words, "Mimachatzisom tikachu," are extra. The pasuk could have said, "V'harimaisa meches laHashem me'es anchi amulchama echad nefesh mechamesh hameis." You take 1/500th. V'nosata le'Elazar, and you give it to Elazar. Why the stress? Again, you should take it from their half. Mimachatzisom tikachu. That it should be taken from their half, because seemingly these words are extra. Muchach, it's very clear. That the Eibishter wanted the echad mechamishim oida chamesh meis, that the taking of the tax, either 1/50th or 1/500th, yiyah mikol hamachatzis, should be from the entire half. Uve'im haya oidef, if there would be remainder, harei me'oisei oidef lehoisei kol kicha, then that would mean that the tax wasn't taken from the entire remainder. Imagine for a moment if there would just be 1,000 animals. Okay? Not a great number. There was actually 675,000, incredible amounts. Let's say there was 1,000 animals. 1,005 animals. Let's just be more for the example. 1,005 animals. And the Eibishter would say, I want you to take 1/500th from this half. Now, 1/500th would be only 2 out of the 1,000, and the last 5 wouldn't have any tax taken from them. The Eibishter, it seems, was insistent that there should be the tikachu, should be from the entire machtzis. If the entire machtzis wasn't divisible by 550, there would be a remainder which the tikachu would not be from, and Hashem's tzivui would not be able to be fulfilled. We're going to get back to Ha'ara 16 in a second. Let's go to Ha'ara 17, which follows right up on this. L'hoyer milikut teira l'ha'arizal kan. The Arizal has a sefer called the Kut teira, a pirush, more al pi Kabbalah on the teira. But here he writes a gishmaket pshatvort. The Arizal says, he has a bunch of questions that he asks on the psukim, and he learns that something was very unique about the half of the Yidden, the second half. The b'machtzis b'nei Yisrael, that when it came to the half of the Jews, hoyo haminyan v'haramas hameches deloy keba anshei atzava. The counting and the way they separated the tax was not like it was done for the first half of the war people. But the first half of the war people, the Arizal writes, it's not quoted here in the Ha'ara, they counted up the total of the half and they just took off the number of tax. So they counted up that there was 337,500, whatever it was, animals, and they just separated the amount of numbers, let's say it was 36 or whatever it was, they separated that amount of animals from the entire flock. Masha'enke, when it came to the Yidden's half, ki'im, says the Rebbe, rather, by the Yidden's half, what had to happen was, tzorich limnois echad le'echad ad shemagia lenun. They would have to count every animal one by one till he reached 50, and then he would say, oh, this is the 50th, it's a tax for the Levian. Kevon shenemar, because it says, echad achuz min hachamishim. One had to be held onto from the 50. That means, from every 50, you should grab one and say, this is it. So, here we see that there was a particular idea of grabbing onto one animal of every 50. V'im kein nifso, says the Rabbi, v'im hoya oidef, if there was extra, l'shayach b'gmar haminyan, that final count would never be finished. Imagine there would be 57 animals in the Yidden's half. After counting one by one to 50, they'd start counting again, they'd only get to 7. Those 7, the number would never be finished. And so the Ibshah's command would never be fulfilled completely. And therefore, it was important in this case that the number should come out to always be divisible by 550 so that Hashem's tzivui could be completely fulfilled. In the Ha'ara 16, the Rebbe addresses a point that one might ask, upashut, it's obvious, she'ein mokim l'shayla b'zeh mai taima, that you can't ask on that, what's the reason for that? You see, in our sicha, we first said in Seif Beis that the pasuk tells us that the numbers were completely divisible, so there was no remainder. Then we asked, why did that happen? And we answered, so Hashem's tzivui could be fulfilled, that he said, mimachatzisam tikachu. But you can't ask on that, well, why did Hashem say that? K'moy she'ein mokim l'shayla lama echad mechamishim davka v'chula. The same way you can't ask for the reasons of other details of Hashem's tzivut. Why did he say 1/50th of the Levium? Why 1/500th of the Elazar HaKohen? Once you start asking why on the whys, it never ends. So we have to look at what the Pasuk says. The Poyel Mamash, the Pasuk says, Mimachatzisam Tikachu, that means that the Eibishter had a specific request that he wanted it to be taken from the full half. Because that was Hashem's tzivut, it was arranged that something completely unusual, not miraculous, but unusual would happen, whereby the numbers were completely divisible by 550. Seif Dalet. Aval adayin ein imuvan, but it's still not understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva lachzis es hamalkayach, zei se meresh atzarech li es beis chalakim shavim. Hashem wanted us to divide the booty, that means it had to be two equal halves. V'lucha oida, seemingly, and here we're going to allude to the vote we brought before from the Ramban, that he called a nes, that nobody, none of them died. V'lichayra, says the Rebbe, seemingly, mikevan shamal koyachayim b'mispar gadlik mafurish bikra, since the booty was so big, like the pasuk says clearly, bevadei avar meshach zman rav mishe yischilu limnais v'acha gam raminyan, surely much time passed from the beginning of the count till they finished. Only after counting the entire number do they divide the booty. And only after that do they separate the tax from the war people's half and from the Yidden's half. But Karagil, and as a usual thing, it's almost impossible that in this entire time not one living being should die. From a total of 840,000 living beings. If even one person would die, the halves wouldn't be equal, and there would be remainder that nothing else, though, that the tax couldn't be taken from. Very, very unusual. So if we would only have the umbrella number of Sif Beis, and the detailed numbers of the first half to tell us that it was all divisible by 550, we would still be left with the question is, how did nobody die? It's highly unusual. Therefore, Torah takes the next step and lets us know the numbers of the half of the Yidden. To let us know that the number of the second half was exactly like the first half. Another wondrous, highly unusual thing happened. That none of the animals or people died. The purpose of saying the second half's numbers is to let us know that at this time it was still the same numbers. Everything remained the same. Nobody died. But here the Rebbe veers off the Ramban. The gamba ze kanal ein ze hepech ateva mamish. Here it's not the opposite of nature completely. It's not a nes. It's not a nes where we have to explain le'avikut shabricho nisa lemagna, because it's not opposite of nature. It could be 840,000 living beings. Nobody dies. It's just very unusual. The tam adover, and the reason why that was done was b'chadesh b'nei Yisrael yuchlu l'kayim tziva kodesh baruch hu, so that the Yidden could do Hashem's commandment. Shalazet zarech liyis machtes b'nei Yisrael b'shavah l'machtes anshei atzava v'shalai yi'oideh. For that we needed that the half of the Yidden should be equal to the half of the people of the war, and that there shouldn't be a remainder. But the Torah doesn't have to detail how much was the 150th on this half. On the first half, it was important to bring out that all the numbers were exactly divisible by the numbers that were needed by 500. But on the other half, once the Torah tells us the whole adichos la'achash sipur akasov kol anal, ein soidech lefare to echad achos mechamishim. We don't have to say the number of 1 from 50 kanal shehu muvan me'atzme. As mentioned before, it's understood on its own. U'meidiyar ak beklalos. All the Torah needs to say is a general statement. That Moshe took from the half of the Yidden, 1/50. I will say that it is a little bit difficult to understand here, because you don't need the detailed numbers on the first half either. The point that Rebbe made in Seif Beis and Seif Gimel was that it's only important to know that the numbers were divisible by 500 or by 50. We don't have to actually know how much is the 1/500. The same way we don't have to know how much is actually the 1/50. So now the question is not so much why the Torah didn't say the specific numbers by the second half. The question is more why did it say it by the first half? Chura, according to everything explained here in the Sicha, it's still unnecessary to say the specific numbers of the 1/500. That's something which will be left for a Tzarich Iyum. In Ha'ara 18 and 19, the Rebbe, based on his Vart, picks up on two geshmaka details in the actual psukim and Rashi. First, Ha'ara 18. Ha'ara 18 is explaining that because Hashem's instruction would only be able to be fulfilled if the second half would be equal to the first half, that's why Hashem made it that none of them died. The Yumtak al Pizeh, says the Rebbe, based on this will become very sweet. Arichus HaKosuf, the pasuk's lengthiness in describing the second half of the Yidden. It says, "Mimachatzis b'nei Yisrael, asher chotzo Moshe minho anoshim hatzoyvim." From the half of the Jews, which Moshe had taken from those who went to fight the war, he took, the numbers. But why is it important to mention that Moshe had taken the Yidden's half from the guys in the army? Why is it relevant to mention these Anashim HaTzoivim? Let's skip the brackets. Says the Rebbe, according to our beer, it's very gishmak. Torah is giving us some kind of an introduction to the detail that's about to come. Mikevon shehaya tzarich liyos asher chotza Moshe min ha'anashim hatzoivim. Since the portion of the Yidden had to be exactly half, Moshe had to have it from those who went to war. In other words, it had to be exactly equal to those people. Shebazem mudga shechelik b'nei Yisrael haya tzarich liyos chatzi b'shoveh min ha'chelik shalom anashim hatzoivim. Which stresses that the portion of the Yidden had to be half and exactly equal to the portion of the people at war. Therefore, Torah goes on and gives you the detail of how much was the half of the Yidden. Because it had to be min ha'anashim hatzoivim. Because it had to be exactly equal to the part of the people that went to war. So it comes out geshmak where Torah uses those extra words. Now in the brackets, the Rebbe tries to answer the question in a different way. Rashi, on the pasuk, comments the following. Mashakasov Rashi Sham. Rashi writes over there. Mimachatzis b'nei Yisrael. Asher chotza Moshe lo'eda. V'hoitziya lohem mino anashim atayim. Rashi inserts some words as commentary in the pasuk. He says, the half of the Yidden, asher chotza Moshe, which Moshe had taken off, lo'eda, Rashi adds, for the community. V'hoitziya lohem, and he had taken it, mino anashim hatzayim, from the people at war. In other words, don't read it, asher chotza Moshe, which Moshe took off, from the people, no. Asher chotza Moshe, which Moshe took to. He took to the community. Where did he get it from? From the Anashim HaTzoivim. Now, this Rashi, it's good commentary, but it seems to be a little bit extra. What could possibly be the meaning of this Rashi? One could say that Rashi is trying to answer the question. He's explaining why the Anashim HaTzoivim are mentioned here, because they were the ones from whom the half was taken. Says the Rebbe, no. Rashi isn't trying to explain the reason why they're mentioned here. He's explaining the meaning of the words. The half of the community which he took out from the people at war. It wasn't to explain the purpose of why the people of war were mentioned here. Because even after that Rashi, it's still unclear why does Torah have to mention it. We know it was taken from their half. Rashi is trying to tell you how to read the pasuk. That Chotza Moshe means Moshe took it off Lo'eda to the community, and it was from the Anashim HaTzoivim. The reason why it's mentioned is, as the Rebbe says in the rest of the Ha'ara, is because it's important to stress that it was the exact same half, the exact same amount as the Anashim HaTzoivim. And in Ha'ara 19, the Rebbe returns to something we brought up in Ha'ara 6. In Ha'ara 6, we brought up an unusual Rashi. Rashi says, "Vatihi mechetzas Lo'eda kach v'kach." The half of the community was such and such as the psukim clearly delineate. And the Mefarshim were struggling, what's Rashi's point there? They said that it's to bring out that the whole psukim there are just apprentices. The half of the community, which was kach v'kach. See all the numbers in parentheses. The point of this psukim is that Moshe took the tax. But as the Rebbe asked in Ha'ara 6, that's still extra. The whole parenthesis is extra. Now it comes out, says the Rebbe, a different shot in Rashi. Val pizay yish leimar. Based on this, we could say, the kavonas Rashi, the pirushi v'tihi machtzis ha'edah kach v'kach. At the intent of Rashi, when he writes that the half of the community was such and such, is, she'ein kavonas ha'kosov l'saper schum ha'mechtza b'leifin shal maimar ha'muskar. Torah is not trying to tell us the numbers of half as apprentices. Kipirush ha'mefarshim, Huva b'ha'ara hanal, as the Mefarshim said, Adraba, kim lahagid aschum, it's to tell us the chiddush, that the number was kach v'kach hoya, that it was the same amount. Because without the pasuk telling us that, we wouldn't know it. Ukamal shem yistar shem yisur kama v'kama, because it logically we would say that some of them died. Torah tells us, no, v'tihi mechatz ha'sa'idah kach v'kach, the half of the community was the exact same amount. It didn't get less. It wasn't taken away because of the because they died. Nobody died. It was a massive, massive inyan, bilti rog and klal uklal. With this, the pshat part of the sicha ends, and we've now answered all our questions. We know why Torah tells us the numbers bichlal, so that we could see that there was no remainder, and therefore it's not a problem that Hashem didn't address the remainder. The reason why there was no remainder was because Hashem stressed that it should be mimachatzisam tikochu, everything has to be taken from the machtzis, and if there would be remainder, it wouldn't be from the machtzis. The reason why the pasuk goes and tells us also the numbers of the Yidden was because that's also a chiddush. One would think that some of them died over time. Says the Torah, Hashem allowed them to complete his tzivui fully, he didn't let any of them die. And again, as I ended off, before, there's still somewhat of a question of why the Torah has to detail the 1/500th of the Yidden's half, of the war people's half. That part seems to be unnecessary. In Sif Hey, fascinating point that Rebbe makes, al derech ha-halacha, yesh letaretz ha-chiluk kanal. We can answer the chiluk of why the Torah specifically gives the numbers of the war people's half and not the Yidden's half. Sha'akosav mefaret mispar ha-mechel shal chetzi ha-shayich ha-tefzi ha-melchama, v'loy ha-shayich l'bnei Yisrael. A halachic reason why Torah found it necessary to give us the details of the war people's half tax and not the Yidden's. So, actually, Shachapatis, this week we're starting the 40th cycle of Rambam, and those who learn Sefer HaMitzvahs learn the Sharashim, the rules that the Rambam used to count his mitzvahs. And one of the rules that Rambam brings up, Shoyrish Gimel, his third one, is that a mitzvah which doesn't apply forever is not a mitzvah. A command given in the Torah which didn't always apply, it doesn't count as one of the 613. And based on this rule, he takes issue with many other Meinei HaMitzvahs who had counted certain things in their accounts which didn't apply forever. One of them was the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. And the Bahag wrote, Shitas HaBahag Hi, the opinion of the Bahag is, Shahachil Litel HaMeches V'cholu Mishlal Midyon Hu B'minyan HaMitzvahs. That the Chiyuv, to take a tax from the spoils of Midyon, is part of the 613 mitzvahs. The HaRambam, Chelek Olav, the Rambam over there argues on him. Uledaitoi, and according to his opinion, Kevon She'eina Mitzvah Nehegas Ledeiris, Eina Nimnes B'minyan HaMitzvahs. Since it's not a mitzvah which applies forever, it's not counted in the count of the 613. The Ramban wrote a specific kuntis to answer many of the Rambam's questions on other people who counted a list of mitzvahs. And the Ramban over there says, you know what? I will answer for you the shita of the Bahag. Yes, it seems like the Bahag goes against this principle. Making a mitzvah out of spoils of Midian, which only happened once in history, seems to be not a mitzvah which is made the Deiris. Says the Ramban, no. The Bahag holds that in fact Trumas Midyon is a mitzvah which goes on forever. And as he explains, that if any time in the future the Yidden would fight a war against Midyon, or they would fight any other war, that's an optional war, Mechames HaReshus, against any other nation, they will have to give a Truma, a tax to Hashem. So it turns out that the mitzvah does apply forever, and it could be counted as one of the 613. Makshal Zeh b'Zoyar HaRakia. Zoyar HaRakia, written by the Rashbats, Rabbi Shimon ben Samach Duran, one of the Gdeli HaRishonim, who lived in the late 14th and early 15th century. He wrote a sefer, Zoyar HaRakia, specifically about the Tariag Mitzvahs. And he quotes this Ramban. And he says, how could you say that Trumas Midyan is a mitzvah in Hagas Laderis? Harei mefurish b'Gemara. The Gemara makes it very clear and uses these words. Shetrumas Midyon eina nehegas ledeiris. That Trumas Midyon is not a mitzvah which applies forever. Umetaretz haneidah b'Yehuda. The Neidah b'Yehuda, in a long tshuva, actually quite a fascinating tshuva, he deals with a different issue, but in the end, he brings up a difficult Rashi. The Rashi actually on that Gemara in Menachas. And he says, V'yan ki ani migeja Rashi, since I am from the descendants of Rashi, I feel it my obligation to answer and make this Rashi explained. And he brings up, part of explaining this Rashi, he brings up this Zayar HaRakia, this question of the Zayar HaRakia, who asks that the Gemara says, Trumas Midyan ain't negas l'deiris. So how could the Ramban say and the Bahag say, Trumas Midyan is negas l'deiris? And the Neidah B'Yehuda explains, Sh'rak ha-truma mechilek b'nei Yisrael eina nehegas l'deiris. The part of the Yidden's half, that doesn't apply forever. Ki l'deiris ein neis nemechilek b'nei Hashevi v'hamokeach l'ha'ama yeshev b'bayis. Because forever, if there'd be a future war, the people who sat at home would never get part of the spoils anyways. So there'd be no mitzvah for them to give a tax. The truma of the half of those who went to war is does apply forever, at least according to the Bahag. Ayin Sham Baruch see there at length. And in fact, the Bahag would hold that in any case he didn't fight a war, they would have to give spoils to Hashem as a truma. Now, if we accept the Neidah B'Yehuda's Vart, that there's a difference between the war people's half and the Yidden's half. That the war people's half applies forever. Yidden's half does not. This would then explain why the pasuk is so lengthy when it comes to the truma that they took from the war people's half, because then they get adertis, because it's negia forever. Torah gives more detail when things are relevant forever. We'll take it from the Jewish people's half. Since it doesn't apply forever, the Torah is mekatzer on it. And in Torah 25, the Rebbe gives us the tzafnas paneach ala pasuk. The Ragachaver has a different answer according to halacha. He connects us to the idea of truma. Yerushalmi learns out one of the sources that truma has to be 1/50th is from the fact that the pasuk says echad ochuz min hachamishim. When it comes to the yidden's truma, you have to catch 1/50. When it comes to truma, you give 1/50th. And based on that, Yerushalmi, he gives another answer to explain why there's a difference between the yidden's half and the war people's half. In Sif Vav, the Rebbe ends off with this entire sicha with a beautiful hira. Ha hira me'inyan hanal al pi pshutesh al mikra. The hira from this inyan, based on what we discussed as pshutesh al mikra. Ad kama gedela chavivus kiyam ha-mitzvah al-yidei b'nei Yisrael. See how great and how precious is it by the Eibishter that Yidden should be able to do the mitzvahs fully. Shekama v'kama inyanim d'leishchichi klal u'klal. So many unusual things happened just so Yidden could do a mitzvah completely. Think about this, as the Rebbe. Hashem doesn't just make sure that Yidden could do the mitzvah at the time of doing the mitzvah. Even before the time comes for the mitzvah to be fulfilled in actuality, Hashem makes things happen so that after much time, one mitzvah could be fulfilled properly. Think about it over here. The animals and people of Midian, each one came out in an exact number. And none of them died, people or animals, just so Yidden could give a tax divisible by 550. Let's go one step further. The Harei move on, it's obvious. If during the war of Midian, there should be an exact number of people and animals. That means that the Midian's people's business, the way they grew their flocks and cattle, so much time before, had to be in a way that would be exactly equal to that. Hashem had to make so many animals born, so many animals died, so many animals go to war, so many people go to war, just so that they could come at this number when the Gideon would capture them. Which means, in other words, zman aruch lifnei amelchama, much time before the war, sibeh v'kadosh baruch hu kama v'kama sibeh, Hashem made multiple things happen, sheyasku anshei Midian b'maso matan, v'gadlu b'hem miseim b'yifin kazeh, that people of Midian should do business and grow their animals in such a way, shebevoy hazman, sheyitarchu b'nei Yisrael l'kayim mitzvah Hashem, b'shiyo makayach Midian, that when the time will come, that the Yidden will need to fulfill the tzivya of Hashem with the Midian's animals, they'll be able to do it completely. And this is the lesson. Do not get affected by any confusion, disturbance, or setback. If it seems for a moment, sometimes, that it's impossible to do the mitzvah, don't worry. His heart should be set and firmly believing that Hashem has already put into motion and will continue to put into motion different things so that the Yid could be able to fulfill the mitzvah completely.